thought about Facebook Places in general? I mean, is it something, what was your first reaction when you heard about it?
It's obviously nothing really new. Foursquare's been doing it for a while. And I just thought that the main thing I'm interested in seeing is if, you know, these people who are using Facebook already are willing to kind of go the extra mile and do the location-based stuff that more tech-savvy people have been doing for a long time. When I first heard about it, it wasn't really clear about, you know, how the privacy controls would work. That was a big question. And then, you know, spending some time looking at the privacy controls, it seems like they're a little more complicated than they need to be. And, you know, one of the big things that I see as a problem is there's no real one-step solution to kind of opting out automatically from all the location-based features that Facebook offers. It's kind of just rolled it into their normal system of, you know, tagging and status updates without realizing that, you know, there is something different about broadcasting your location than just tagging somebody in a status update.
Right. So I guess the question is, you know, is that a problem that they're kind of just building it in? I mean, they've had a lot of problems, obviously, with privacy and with rolling things out without really thinking it through. So you'd think this time they would do it a little bit better. I mean, I saw that the EFF kind of said that they did a better job, but that they were still worried in some respects. But I guess it's true. You just don't see an on-off, just turn places off completely, right?
Right. You have to actually go and adjust three different settings to completely turn it off. You have to make your location updates only visible to yourself. You have to turn off allowing people to tag you, and you have to make sure that the, you know, people here now feature is off. And, you know, it seems like there should just be a button that you could press and say, you know, opt out of the thing entirely.
Yeah, so that not only...
But as far as like, you know, compared to earlier privacy missteps, I think one of the big improvements was that the default setting, you know, was friends only, which is good. And for the tagging, you know, it's not automatically going to allow people to tag you. And I think that they've realized that, you know, you don't want to automatically opt people into the maximum level of sharing, because a lot of people don't check their privacy settings, and they're going to be upset when they find out that somebody has, you know, effectively shared more of their information without them actively participating in that choice.
So if someone tags you, you would get kind of a message saying, you know, you need to approve it. Is that how it works?
Well, it depends on if you've chosen your tagging settings or not. So if you have gone in and said, you know, enable or disable, it won't prompt you because it already knows, it already knows that you want people to tag you or they don't. And it gets kind of confusing if you haven't changed your settings, because then it will send you a note whenever anybody tags you, being like, you know, John tagged you at this place. You want to allow this tag to happen. And you can either say yes, and in which case it opts you in, and all future tags will be accepted. You effectively said, I'm okay with people tagging me. Or you can say not now, which disables that particular tag, but it doesn't change your settings, so every time you get another tag, you're going to have to individually approve each one. And even if you don't allow it, it still shows up as a status update, which is going to, you know, reveal your location. It will say, you know, John is at the mall, but it won't opt you into the places feature, so, you know, people won't know that you're there if they're using places, or you won't show up in the location page as having ever visited there.
Right. So I know there's been all these kind of privacy fears around just Foursquare with the Please Rob Me site, and just this idea that, you know, you're telling people where you are and what that might mean. I guess when you take it to the level of Facebook, then you're into the 500 million plus people. it seems like there'd be, I guess, a lot more reason to worry just because so many people who might not be as tech savvy are using it.
Right. Yeah, there are a lot more people. But, you know, also, if you are active about it and you go in, you can determine exactly who sees your location and who doesn't. So it's kind of like more important that you are aware of, you know, that you have options of who can see it or not, and you just don't automatically assume that whatever Facebook sets it as is going to be kind of in your best interest, especially given that there's such a huge base. And, you know, before you kind of decide to let anybody see your location, you should probably just know that, you know, who is actually going to see this. And especially in the tagging, I think, who can actually tell people where I am? I think that's one of the big, you know, features of Facebook that isn't in Foursquare. Other people can tag you, and, you know, that's giving up some control. And if you're okay with that, if you want to give up that control in favor of, you know, being more open and connected, as Facebook likes to say it, then that's okay for you. But you should, you know, at least be aware that you have a choice to make, and that you should go in there and actively choose. If you don't, you know, things get complicated, like with the status updates and everything, you know.
And so once you published your story, were you surprised at just how much reaction you got and how many people were linking to it and the readers and everything?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, it was a provocatively headlined and kind of a pointed post. I don't think that everybody should necessarily opt out of the tagging feature. You know, it was really directed at people who didn't really know what was going on and kind of prompting people to themselves, you know, and I think that's a conversation that people don't have a lot, and that, you know, if somebody makes a pointed argument for or against a certain level of privacy, then people can have amongst themselves, you know, a lot of people say, who cares, this has been going on for years, you could do something, this update, other people are going to realize that, you know, it's a little different, and if they're not comfortable with that, they should, you know that they have a choice to make. And I think that the amount of attention that this post got is kind of indicative of the fact that this conversation hasn't been had a lot, and it's something that people should be doing and that people want to talk about.
Yeah, and I noticed now there are a bunch of other articles that are very similar about, you know, how to completely disable places. And I know Lifehacker has a story that's really popular that's similar. And I've just seen a bunch of other stories out there now, and they're all getting a lot of readership, which sounds like it's something that Facebook, you know, might not have provided as well, and so people are looking elsewhere to find that out.
Right. I mean, their default setting, you know, their point of view is that we want people to share as much as possible. That's what their business is. And so they're not going to be thinking about the people who don't want to. And so, you know, all these features set up, like the fact that there's no button to opt out of it, they're not setting it up for people who don't want to do it. They're setting up it up for people who do. And, you know, so it's going to take extra effort for people who actually are not comfortable with the kinds of features that Facebook are providing to have that discussion. You know, it would be amazing if Facebook came out with a feature and then one of the features in that feature was to disable the feature. You know, it seems like that's not going to be there. Default mode or something that they really want to be promoting.
Right, and I'm guessing that the next obvious step is that, you know, as an advertiser, you'll be able to put down, you know, geographical, you know, basically target people by where they are, so that when they check in and say they're in a certain place, the ads that you buy on Facebook will go to people who are in whatever specific area that you pick.
Right, yeah, I'm sure they'll do a lot of, you know, kind of Foursquare-like promotions. And, you know, also they have the kinds of advertisers who have the ability to take all this huge location data and, you know, use it for strategic purposes and, you know, more than just targeted advertising, but to actually, you know, plan where their going to be and do more of a, you know, long-term strategy thing.
Yeah, and I think that might also, I wonder how people will react to that, that when they get these ads that are basically saying something to the effect of, okay, you are right next door to our you know, store, why don't you come in and get a deal? I mean, that might freak people
right.
out even more.
Yeah, I think that definitely that could be a jarring experience if, you know, you haven't consciously made the decision to, you know, allow your location or not. That first ad that pops up that says, you know, Nike knows that you're right next to the Nike store, do you want to come in, might be an unnerving experience. And so hopefully you've taken the steps before that one kind of, you know, unsettling experience to so that you know what's going to happen to you when you're using Facebook. You know, and I think that the examples that I provided in that post that I did were obviously extreme examples and probably not really likely, but I can imagine a lot more likely situations where, you know, you just don't want somebody to know where you are, you don't want specific people to know where you are, and then through this they inadvertently find out and it's going to be an uncomfortable situation, and it's best to kind of, you know, head that off before it happens or know kind of what to expect.